This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Central Command says that it's been in talks with North Korea about Private King.
General Andrew Harrison with the United Nations Command says the process has started through a communications line set up under the armistice agreement that stopped the fighting in the original Korean War. Harrison says the well-being of Private Travis King remains the command's primary concern, and he remains optimistic, but citing the sensitivity of the discussions, refused to provide more details. Civilian tours to the Joint Security Area have been suspended since King dashed across the border. Meanwhile, two U.S. military submarines, the USS Annapolis and the USS Kentucky, have been visiting the Korean Peninsula. Negotiations over Private King come at a time of high tensions, with North Korean weapons demonstrations and U.S. combined military exercises intensifying. Jennifer King, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that a Russian attack on Ukraine's southern port of Odessa early Sunday damaged almost 50 buildings. 25 of them architectural monuments, and the Greek consulate was among the affected structures.
The liquidation of the aftermath of the Russian terrorist attack on our Odessa continues all day today. 19 missiles of different types were launched on purpose to make them harder to shoot down and cause more destruction.
The cathedral that was hit on Sunday is of the Moscow-linked Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Ukraine's second largest church. Most Ukrainian Orthodox believers believe to belonged to a separate branch of the faith formed 4 years ago by uniting branches independent of Russian authority. Indonesian authorities say that at least 15 people have died, 19 are still missing after a ferry sank off of Sulawesi Island. This is VOA News. Poland is banning a Russian tennis player from entering the country for a tournament, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery.
Poland's interior ministry says Russian tennis player Vera Dzvonareva cannot enter the country, thereby hindering her from participating in the BNP Paribas Warsaw Open. Poland, which supports Ukraine in its war against Russia, says Zvonareva, a former world number two player who additionally holds a French passport, is on a banned list and not allowed entry into the country for state and public security reasons. It stresses that Poland opposes the Russian and Belarusian regimes and those in support of them. In a statement, the Women's Tennis Association, or the WTA, says it's evaluating the situation. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Record-breaking high temperatures are expected to continue this week in several parts of the world. As scientists linked the extreme weather to climate change, Pope Francis is urging world leaders to fight it. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
Asked on ABC's This Week show whether climate change is a national security threat, Republican Representative Michael McCaul replied.
The climate is changing. And when you have arid, you know, the Africa, for instance, is becoming more and more arid, which, you know, famine, you know, breaks out of that. Terrorism breaks out of that, those conditions.
Last week, China and the United States, the two largest emitters of greenhouse gases, resumed talks on how to tackle the problem. But there were no breakthroughs. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
No clear winner emerged in Spain's election Sunday as the right failed to fulfill predictions of a victory big enough to push Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez from power. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
With 100% of votes counted on Monday, the opposition center-right's People Party had 136 seats in parliament, while Sanchez's ruling socialist had 122 seats. Both were short of the 176 seats needed to govern. But the socialist performed better than forecast, while the PP failed to clinch a predicted clear majority, injecting drama into the vote counting. The two leading parties will seek to negotiate coalition deals in pursuit of a governing majority, but analysts warned the process could end in a hung parliament and another election. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
New Zealand's justice minister resigned as police filed charges against her and said she was over the legal alcohol limit when she crashed into a parked car. Incident involving Kiri Allen was the latest in a series of missteps and scandals involving government ministers less than 3 months out of national elections. Polls indicate the conservative opposition has pulled level or moved slightly ahead of the incumbent liberals. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.